Okay. President Malkin, would you like to start our meeting?
Thank you, Dr. Mitchell. It's May 14, 2020, and I call the regular board meeting of the Roland Unified School District Board of Education to order. It is now 4:37. Dr. Mitchell, will you please do roll call?
Yes. You're not all sitting in here with me. Mary Chen?
Coach is here.
Angelina Pride?
Present.
Donna Friedman?
Here.
David Malkin?
Present.
And Lynn Ebenkamp is having a technical issue, and she'll be joining us shortly.
Hey, can I have a motion to, are there any changes to the items or to be pulled from the agenda?
From staff, there is one change to the agenda. It is on the conference section at the very bottom of the agenda. We noted after the agenda had published that there was an error in the date. So the dates listed in the first paragraph have been corrected to reflect the upcoming public hearing on May 28th, 2020. For the 2020-2021 proposed budget. We had the wrong budget year in there, the correct public hearing date. So there's no action from the board on this item tonight, but it was a notice to the public. We wanted to make sure it was accurate.
And that's item 8A, right?
Correct, 8A.
8A under conference.
Correct.
Okay, any other items to be polled or any other changes? Can I have a motion to adopt the agenda of the regular board meeting of the Thursday, May 14, 2020 of the Roland Unified School District?
I'll move.
A second.
Okay, moved by Donna, Ms. Friedman, seconded by Ms. Pride. Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I didn't hear any opposed, so motion carries unanimously. Dr. Mitchell, are there any comments on closed session items?
I'm going to ask our moderator. I don't believe that there are, but I want to confirm. Gina, are there any requests to speak prior to closed session?
There are none.
Perfect. Thank you.
Therefore, we will recess to closed session at 4:39.
So at this time, the board of our board members are here. I do.
Gary just walked out, though.
Yeah, he's back. I don't see all of Cabinet yet. I will let Cabinet know that they need to join us. For them to log in. All right, we are live, so our folks that are listening can hear our conversation. So I think we'll go ahead and start our meeting at this point, Mr. President. It is 6:01, and we have a few other folks that will join us in just a minute.
Good evening. We've returned to open session at 6:01. All antennas will be led to the Pledge of Allegiance, but to the flag by Board Vice President Angelina M. Pride.
Please rise. Place your right hand over your heart. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Pride.
Thank
there
you.
There's no closed session report tonight. Next, we are going to move to board recognitions. I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Mitchell at this time.
Perfect. Thank you very much. So, let me, 1 minute as we go through here. Sorry, I'm just getting my paperwork squared away as well. I believe that Dr. Zamora is Rocky Better going to do the first part of the presentations and recognitions this evening?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Mr. Better, could you please share with us about the first recognition, starting with Alvarado Intermediate School?
The Alvarado Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America, FCCLA,
students competed at the National Star Regional Level Competition that included 12 contests and over 100 attendees. On the slide in front of you are the students from Alvarado. Allison Cho and Michaela Wilkes won first place in the event planning contest. The students raised almost $2,000 at the event that they planned. Natalie Munoz finished second, and Jackie Z finished third in the salad preparation competition. The students had to create a salad which contained a root vegetable. All the students named above have qualified to compete at the national level competition in July. Congratulations to the Alvarado Future Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America students and their advisor, Doreen Lucera, on their outstanding accomplishments.
Yay.
Perfect, thank you. Next one, Mr. Petter?
Yes, ma'am. The next recognition is for the Roland High School FCCLA chapter. The Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America State Leadership Conference was held via Zoom this year. The event started off great and just got better. Roland High School FCCLA advisor Tracy Taylor was the recipient of the Outstanding Advisor Award at the gold level. She was one of seven advisors nominated by the state officers and selected by an advisory committee. She was also awarded the Region Star Advisor Award, only one of seven in the state. The FCCLA chapter at Roland High was also awarded the State Superior Chapter Silver Award. The following students won first place in their selected areas. Joreen Lai and Yarina Wu for event management, Andrea Della Victoria for focus on children, Natalie Salal and Vivian Lau and Pauline Kim for sports nutrition. In addition, the two senior state officers, Sophia Tay and Diane Chen, each won a $900 scholarship for their work and commitment within FCCLA over the past 6 years. Notice I said 6 years, which means they started at Alvarado being involved in FCCLA. We're extremely proud of these two seniors who have worked tirelessly over the past 2 months to reorganize and coordinate as presenters at the Zoom version of the State Leadership Conference that hosted over 900 middle and high school students. These are wonderful young ladies with so much grace and kindness and have a bright future ahead of them. They epitomize the Roland Rader goals of thinkers, contributors, and communicators. On behalf of the board, please join me in congratulating the Roland High School FCCLA on their outstanding accomplishments this year.
Yay.
And the last group I'm honored to present is the Roland High ProStart students. It's with great pleasure to announce that the Roland High School ProStart Innovation Team won third place in the California ProStart Cup virtual competition. The team consisted of five students, which received and will receive $15,000 in scholarships.
Oh.
They created a drone food delivery system called Speedy Eats. The students researched and worked on their project from October of 2019 through April 2020. When their time was cut short with the school dismissal, they didn't miss a beat. The students continued to meet via Zoom and Google to persevere through the challenges of the pandemic and modify their project to fit the new virtual rules. Join me in congratulating ProStart advisor Kathy Stella and her students, Miles Martinez, Stevie De La Fuente, Lucas Martinez, and Valerie De La Fuente, and Sharon Kim on their amazing accomplishments.
Yay.
And thank you. I have completed my portion of the presentations.
Thank you, Rocky.
Thank you very much, Mr. Petter. I want to turn it to Dr. Zamora now. She will be presenting for our debate team.
Yes, thank you.
Tonight, we are honored to recognize the Roland Unified School District debate team. And the debate team has students from Alvarado, Ibarra, Oswald, Blandford, Killian, Shellen, and Telesis. It is with great pleasure and appreciation to we acknowledge our students who represented Roland Unified in the Orange County and the Inland Empire Debate League. All students attended debate practices all school year in preparation for 6 scheduled Saturday competitions, 3 of which were completed before our student dismissal on March 13. Debate students did independent research to prepare to debate for both opposition and propositions for numerous debate topics. Please join me in acknowledging students that are in 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. The following students were part of this year's debate team: Isabel Merzo, Daniel Rax, Tiffany Hung, Edward Rosell, Bodie Mueller, Jason Pio, Brian Nguyen, Luke Punon-Bayan, Vanessa Lin, Ariana Gamboa, Amy Covarrubias, Veronica Llanos, Viviana Hernandez, Clarissa Tabulok, Cecilia Valencia, Felipe Morales, Caitlin Oropesa, Naomi Gonzalez, Rebecca Villacorte, Jackie Hung, Maximus Prieto, Elise Perez, Brianna Johns, Nathan Areola, Allison Chien, Avery Chu, Isaac Ding, Lak Hiranandani, Amy Hu, David Wang, Andy Wang, Mudasirula Yang, Alisa Ko, Harrison Kuo, Michael Lee, William Lee, Victor Lai, Amanda Lai, Abigail Lemon, Abukabar Nasir, Zane Nasir, Jada Nguyen, Selena Poon, Sabrina Su, Eunice Sung, Jose Valadez, Adrian Swang, Ariel Swang, Serena Yu, Elaine Zhu. We also want to acknowledge the advisors, Kim Louie and Paula Martinez from Telesis. Kim Louie is one of our program specialists here in the Special Projects Department. We want to acknowledge all of our students for their great work and dedication. Congratulations to all of them. Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you very much. And that concludes our recognitions for this evening, Mr. Malkin.
Just waiting for that drone to come by. The next item is under reports. Blandford Elementary School Principal Dr. Saku, along with staff, will provide a brief report highlighting what is going on at their school site.
Good evening, members of the Board of Education, Dr. Mitchell, members of Cabinet, and Roland Unified educators, guests, and community. My name is June Sakaue, and I am the proud principal of Blandford Elementary School. It is an honor to be here tonight to share some highlights and updates about our school with all of you. Joining me tonight, we have our assistant principal, Mrs. Maria Descalar, and our instructional coach, Mrs. Sarah DeBecco. And we will also be hearing the voices of a few student representatives through video recordings. Blandford School, it has 688 amazing and talented students who shine brightly, each in their own way. We have a remarkable group of teachers and support staff who care deeply about our students and are dedicated to establishing a safe and positive learning environment. This year, Blandford received the PBIS Gold Level Implementation Award. Our PBIS core values of PAWS, which stands for being problem solvers, always dependable, works and plays responsibly, and shows kindness and respect, is the backbone of our school culture and helps support the social, emotional, and academic success of all students. Lanford Bears are proud to show their paws, and they love to show their school spirit. My favorite day of the week is Spirit Day Fridays, where you see a sea of Lanford blue in every classroom across the campus. But Lanford spirit doesn't stop with just our students. Our entire school community, students, teachers, staff, parents, and volunteers, are dedicated to making Lanford the best school we can be. We are a community of learners, whether it's our students collaborating together, our dedicated teachers who are committed to their professional growth, or our parents who attend workshops to learn how to best support their child at home. We are a community that loves school activities. Thanks to our outgoing PTA and the support of our families, Lanford is able to provide events such as family nights, movie nights, school fundraisers, assemblies, dances, and all to provide our students with memorable experiences we hope they will never forget. Together, we are a Lanford family. We learn together, support one another, celebrate together, and in times like we are facing now, we persevere through these challenging times together. As you can see, Lanford enjoys having lots of fun, but we also work hard to provide rigorous learning opportunities where students are challenged to think deeply and critically. For the past 3 years, our school instructional focus has been on building mathematical practices. Our math journey started with understanding the importance of number sense routines to build flexible thinking and fluency. We then built on that to learn about implementing cognitively guided instruction in math, or what we call CGI. CGI focuses on the students' mathematical understanding and their strategies for problem solving. Teachers use that knowledge to promote math development in ways that honor students' voice and thinking. Throughout our math journey, we have seen the impact CGI has made on our students. There are multiple access points to solve problems, so students use strategies that make the most sense to them. Mistakes are not viewed as failures, but rather as valuable learning opportunities. And because of this, we see that students have more confidence and are not afraid to explore and share their ideas. With this clear instructional focus for the past 3 years, CGI is now a central component to the teaching and learning of mathematics at Lanford. Now I'd like to introduce our instructional coach, Sarah DeVecco, who will share more about what math looks like at our school and the work we've engaged in to help shift towards a student-centered approach. Sarah, are you there?
Yes, we do not see Sarah on our list of attendees.
She let me know she was already in the meeting. Hold on.
I wonder, could she be signed in under a different name? Because looking at our list of attendees, she's not listed there. Maria Descalar is on.
She says she's in. Can she... Sarah, can you raise your hand so you can be identified? The virtual hand.
Yes.
Do you see her?
Yeah.
She's under June.
Yeah, there you go.
So here. Oh, because I shared the link.
I think because she shared the link, that's why.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Everyone can hear me now, yes?
Yes.
Great. Okay. Good evening, board. So with our mathematical practices, like June was saying, we really focused on making a balanced math block. So primarily it starts with a number sense routine and then it leads into problem solving. Another aspect of math that we've taken on this year is counting collections. And counting collections has taken off and we have it all the way from TK through fifth grade as a regular mathematical practice. One of the huge successes of where we are today with our math is due to our teacher collaboration. So it's come in three areas. One is every teacher at Lanford participates in instructional coaching with me. And we go through multiple coaching cycles in a year. And that's where they can choose what level of coaching they want, whether it's we're doing something together, or they just kind of want me by their side in their ear, or it's something they want me to observe and give feedback on. Along with that, for all 3 years, we've been able to have the opportunity to provide, participate in lab studies. And that's really built a lot of the collaboration with everybody and being able to see each other in the classroom and teaching styles and really learning from each other while learning from students as well. The other thing is monthly, we do have our data chats where we collaborate on what students are doing, and it's really focusing on what they're doing, not versus whether they got something right or wrong. This year it was very special that we were able to have a math festival. California Math Council gave us a grant and we were able to provide this, and it was such a success. All the students absolutely loved it. So what it was is throughout the day, different mixed groups of students came into the cafeteria and participated in many different math activities. And then we just continued that fun into the evening for the family. And families came and participated and got to engage in math with their students in a different way than they had before. And something we're looking to continue in the future is that partnership with parents and bringing them alongside us and helping them understand what math looks like now and why it is that way.
Thank you, Mrs. DeBecco. This year has been like no other, with many changes to where and how we teach and learn. So next, our assistant principal, Mrs. Descalar, will share some updates on what's been happening currently at Blandford.
Thank you, Dr. Sakaue. Our journey during this unprecedented time has had its challenges and barriers, but we continue to persevere. Despite our challenges, our staff and teachers have worked very, very hard to build connections, show care and compassion to our students and families. Because of everyone's hard work, we have created many opportunities for successes and celebrations. Many of our teachers have taken huge leaps in their learning, all because they want what's best for our students and our families. The most commonly used online platforms that our teachers are using are Zoom, Google Classroom, and Seesaw. Through these tools, teachers continue to support and facilitate learning. We also have an amazing staff at Blandford who has made it possible for teachers to connect with students and families. Our office staff, our Mandarin aide, and our FRC liaison have provided tremendous support. With the support of our FRC liaison, Ms. Sally Chen, we were also able to host a parent workshop for parents, particularly of our English language learners, so that we can provide them support as our families transition to distance learning. We hosted a morning session and evening session, and then we hosted another session for our Spanish-speaking families, and we had a great turnout and was very much appreciated by our parents. Because of student dismissal, our students participate in distance learning using Zoom, Google Classroom, and Seesaw. In this slide, one of our kindergarten teachers, Mrs. Hung, facilitates synchronous learning through Zoom. She also creates opportunities for students to work asynchronously to demonstrate their understanding. In this example, the student used Seesaw, and you will hear a kindergarten student named AJ demonstrating his flexible thinking. You will hear him articulate his problem-solving strategies.
So eight, there is 3 and 5, but there is also 10 and 18. So you combine the tens to make 20, then you get the 20 plus 7 equals 27, plus 3 equals 30, then plus 5 is 35.
On this next slide, we will hear a sixth grader named Adam Ellis who will share his experiences during distance learning. Adam will go over how he's staying connected with his peers and teachers through several online platforms that he will be talking about.
Hi, I'm Adam Ellis, and I'm a sixth grade student at Blandford Elementary School. I'd like to tell you how the COVID-19 pandemic changed the way I go to school. Due to current events, our school switched to distance learning in March of 2020. I learned by meeting my classes through Zoom, watching videos recorded by my teachers, and using online resources. Every morning, I see my teachers through Zoom class meetings. We also have small group discussions hosted by various teachers. I use different apps to do my schoolwork, like Google Classroom, which has all my different classes, including music, Big Ideas Math for math class with Mr. Lamb, as well as Padlet and other resources. Instead of going to Blandford, I now go to school online.
Next, we will hear from another sixth grade student named Avery Chu, who will share her challenges in the beginning of our transition and then many successes with remote learning.
Hi, my name is Avery Chu and I'm a sixth grader at Blandford Elementary. This year, because of the COVID-19 virus pandemic, our school enacted distance learning instead of traditional school days. Distance learning presented many challenges for me. I had a hard time learning how to use an app called Zoom to be able to communicate with my peers and teachers. I also had a hard time focusing on my classwork. There just seemed to be so much to get done. These were a few of the challenges I had to overcome. However, I feel like I have learned to enjoy and have grown from this experience. I enjoy the unique and creative assignments that my teachers post on Google Classroom. I also enjoy using Zoom. I feel like I have learned and grown from this experience.
Thank you, Mrs. Descalar. We are so proud of our entire Blandford community for their resilience, their grit, and their perseverance they have shown during this pandemic. Our teachers, staff, and parents have all contributed significantly to ensure that students are safe, cared for, and provided with engaging learning opportunities during this time. As a result of our collective commitment to the social, emotional, and academic achievement of all students throughout the year, this year we were awarded and honored to receive the California Distinguished Schools Award. This is a special and meaningful recognition to us as it represents the hard work, dedication, and determination of every single person that is part of our Blandford community. In closing, I would like to thank Mrs. Descalar, Mrs. Dovecco, and our student representatives for participating in tonight's presentation. To the members of the board, we thank you for allowing us to share some highlights about what's happening at our school. And on behalf of our Blandford Elementary, we appreciate your continued support for our Blandford Bears. Thank you very much.
Very nice.
Thank you very much, Dr. Sekou, and your staff and students that participated. It was really great. I know Ms. Friedman and myself went to one of your math family nights, and you couldn't get the family out of there. They wanted to stay longer and longer. They were enjoying it so much. And I really enjoyed it. It's just great how flexible your students have been and how they've taken a negative and made it a positive and learned to adapt. So kudos to you, your teachers, your staff, and especially to the students. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We appreciate your support.
Thank you. Okay, next we have our superintendent's report, Dr. Mitchell.
Yes, thank you very much. So I wanted to share this evening that as our students have already shared from Blandford Elementary, that teaching and learning, as well as providing care, compassion, and connection continues each day in our district, even while we are apart. We're very proud of the work that we are doing to support our students and one another during this unique time. It was an exciting day in our district when teachers, staff, and administrators staying connected were able to recognize our district employees of the year. We We have our District Teacher of the Year, Jessica DeLevine, our Classified Employee of the Year, Maribel Dilmoreau, and our Administrator of the Year, Rocky Better. So we had to do things a little different this year, and so we surprised each of them at their house, again, practicing physical distancing, but staying socially and emotionally connected. So we are preparing videos and sharing that with them, and we look forward to recognizing Mr. Better in his video coming this week, as well as our Classified Employee of the Year, Maribel DeMuro, next week during Classified Appreciation Week. Last week was Teacher Appreciation Week, and yesterday was California Day of the Teacher. So we had an opportunity to recognize all of the folks, including our parents and guardians and family members that are helping as teachers in at home during this time as well. So one of the groups during this time that we're extremely sensitive to are our graduating seniors, the class of 2020. So we are doing a variety of different things to recognize and honor their hard work and their educational journey in our district. We have the light pole banners that are going up again across our community that are spotlighting what college or military branch students will be attending, as well as a street banner that will go across Nogales and an advertisement in a full page ad in the San Gabriel Valley Tribune to recognize our seniors. We also had done a survey with our students so that they, our seniors, so they could tell us what were some of the things that were important to them. So June 1st, we are having a virtual awards night for our seniors, both at Nogales High School and at Roland High School. So each school doing them separately. So we're able to see the students that are receiving scholarships and a variety of awards because we weren't able to do it in person. And we are still working on how we are going to be recognizing the culminating event of graduation during this pandemic. So we'll be continuing to work with our high school principals and our students so that we can recognize and honor our students. Wanted to remind everybody that we still continue to offer free breakfast and lunch to all children 18 and under on Mondays and Thursdays from 11 to 1 at 6 different school sites. On Monday, students receive 3 days worth of meals, and on Thursday, 2 days worth of meals. If you are in need of a meal for your child, please come to one of our locations, because we are here to help. I would also like to congratulate Roland High School senior Wasim Salama. He has been awarded, we just found that out this week, a $40,000 scholarship from the Complete Your Journey College Board Opportunity Scholarship. So we wish Wasim the best of luck as he pursues his dreams of being a pilot. And while we are working through the end of this school year, we are also planning for summer learning, which will be done remotely through distance learning. We're also planning for the opening of next school year. We know that there are many unknowns. We have far more questions at this point than we have answers, but we are dedicated to serving our students and staff in a safe and effective manner, and we'll be continuing to work with the agencies, the Department of Public Health, LACO, California Department of Education, and California Department of Public Health to learn all that we can and prepare for what school will be like in the fall. And we'll continue to keep open lines of communication with our staff as well as with our parents and community. Thank you.
Next item is public comments. Dr. Mitchell and Ms. Ward, are there any comments this evening?
Yes, I believe we have one community member for comment.
Yes, you can go ahead and unmute yourself, Mr. Roy Humphreys.
Okay, before
Mr. Malkin, can you read the portion that you have?
Before Mr. Humphreys gets started, the public is welcome to provide comment to the board. Remarks are limited to 3 minutes unless extended or limited by vote of the board. A maximum of 20 minutes unless extended by the board is allocated for each subject discussed. The Brown Act open meeting regulations under which the board must operate do not allow board members to comment on non-agenda items or information you may bring up that are not on the agenda. Additionally, no action can be taken. However, the board may give direction to staff following a comment. Mr. Humphreys?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, thank you for all the good things that you do. The County Board of Education hearing on May 6th is of special concern, especially when compared to the professional presentation by Hacienda La Puente. The RUSD presentation was propaganda / smoke and mirrors. It was fantastically degrading, unbelievably humiliating, and a bumper crop of fake news with a serpentine of convolution. It was stated by the superintendent that RUSD started the process in September of 2017 and ended in January 2020 this year. Critical facts were left out of her statement that the only reason that the CVRA process was done at all was the demand letter of Attorney Carlos Perez, where it was stated straight up in the La Puente, Hacienda La Puente. After refusing my request to agendize this issue, it was noted by Attorney Perez that the superintendent had 90 days to act. She, as well as the board, failed to do so and further aggravated the injuries by attempting to extend the action, taking action for an additional 3 years. The statement by the demographer of the map of, submitted by Attorney Carlos Perez for a demand letter gave birth to a new level of shame called Roland Unified Shame. The foresaid is more than adequate grounds to request that Superintendent Mitchell forfeit her $80,000 raise and that all five board members resign immediately. I realize that the coming cultural changes will be long and painful, but moral turpitude must end. And Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde syndrome is simply not acceptable. And as an ex-slave owner once told his freed slaves, the only way that we can move forward is if we're honest about our past. And to end on a positive note, I'd like to congratulate you on your Zoom process, because as compared to the county pales in comparison, as you are lacking, as what's done by the Personnel Commission. So there's a positive note for you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Humphreys. We'll now move to item number six, for discussion action items on the agenda. The first one is the Personnel Commission budget fiscal year 2020-2021. Can I have a motion and a second to receive and concur with the proposal for the fiscal year 2021 and for the Personnel Commission budget?
I make a second.
Go ahead.
We have a motion by...
I believe it was Donna first and Angelina second.
Okay. Are there any questions or discussions? Hearing none. Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item number 6B, Memorandum of Understanding with the California School Employees Association and its Roland Chapter 133 related to an early retirement incentive. Can I have a motion and a second to approve the Memorandum of Understanding with California School Employee Association and its Roland Chapter 133 related to an early retirement incentive?
I make a motion.
I'll second.
Are there any questions or discussions? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item number 6C, Memorandum of Understanding with California School Employees Association and its Roland Chapter 133 related to effects of COVID-19. Can I have a motion and a second to approve the Memorandum of Understanding with California School Employees Association as Roland Chapter 133 related to the effects of COVID-19?
I move.
I'll second.
Any questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. First reading and review of revised policy 511.16.1, inter-district open enrollment. This item is for discussion only. There'll be no action taken at this time. Are there any questions or discussions regarding this revised board policy?
I have a question. Dr. Mitchell, I had asked about making it specific to Roland Unified and making sure the word Roland Unified was in it. Were you able to research that with the ed code?
Yes, I was. And so the portion that you were referring to is a direct quote out of the education code. So that that item, that line cannot be changed if there was a desire to be specific to the district. So an intra-district open enrollment is only within our district. When looking at this board policy 5116.1, it is only for transfers within the Roland Unified School District under the definition of intra-district. And the education code, because you had brought about a point where it talks about students can transfer to any school within the district, and your desire was, it was the quote says that the parents or guardians of any student who resides within district boundaries may apply to enroll their child in any district school, regardless of the location of residence within the district. That is education code 35160.5, and we are not able to amend it.
That's fine. I just want to make sure parents know, read it carefully, that they know it's intra-district, not inter.
And we have a second policy that is inter-district, and so we do have a district transfer policies. So there are some that outlines them.
Okay, thank you.
Just, uh-huh.
Well, this, the policy that we're discussing, 5116.1,
correct,
it's a inter-district.
And that is an error on the board agenda. So where it says first reading and review, the policy number is correct, 5116.1. It should read intra-district open enrollment versus inter-district open enrollment.
Thank you, David.
So it is correct in the body of this item. It is incorrect in the title of the item, and the attachment is correct.
And when we make it final, we'll need to include the correct.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, any other discussions regarding board policy 5116.1? Okay, that's for discussion only. We'll move on then to item 6E, course textbook adoption, IB Biology, higher level 1. Can I have a motion and a second to adopt the course IB Biology, higher level 1, and textbook Campbell Biology in Focus, third edition?
I'll move.
Second.
Hey, are there any questions or discussions regarding this textbook? I assume that the teachers were part of the selection process on this?
That's correct.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries unanimously for the approval of the textbook. Item 6F, course textbook adoption, IB Biology higher level number 2. Can I have a motion and a second to adopt the course IB Biology level number 2 and the textbook Campbell Biology in Focus third edition?
I'll move.
Second.
Are there any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item number 6G, course and textbook adoption, IB Environmental Systems and Societies. Can I have a motion and a second to adopt the course IB Environmental Systems and Societies textbook, Living in the Environment, AP Edition, 18th Edition?
I'll move.
A second.
Any questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Course adoption, NGSS Physical Science. Can I have a motion and a second to adopt a course Next Generation Science Standards, NGSS Physical Science?
I'll move.
I'll second.
Miss Ebenkamp.
Okay, are there any questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Textbook adoption, AP Psychology. Can I have a motion and a second to adopt the textbook Myers Psychology for the AP course, third edition?
I'll move.
A second.
Any questions or discussions? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item 6J, textbook adoption, history, social science, grades 7 through 8. Can I have a motion and a second to adopt the history, social science textbook, World History, Medieval and Early Modern Times, California edition, and the United States History, American Stories, Beginnings to World War I, California edition.
I make a motion.
I'll second.
Okay, who made the motion?
Angelina.
I did, yeah.
Angelina first, Donna Friedman second.
Okay, any questions or discussion?
I have a comment. I looked at the History 8 book and the American Stories National Geographic. There was a place for assignments, and then there's a study hub, notes and highlights. Students can create this and can look back by clicking show all or notes only or highlights only, which I thought was amazing. And the National Geographic features, like Why Study U.S. History, was page 1. There were so many handbooks to click on. Citizenship, Geography, and the Environment. World Religions Handbook. Economics and Government Skills. U.S. Presidents, 50 States, and Financial Literacy. All you have to do is click on the one that you were interested, and then a long list comes up to choose from to get more information. And there was a U.S. President handout. Click on it, lists all the presidents, can click on the president you want to find information about them. I thought this book was really outstanding.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Friedman. Is there any other questions or discussion or comments? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries unanimously. Textbook adoption, history, social science, grades 9 through 12. Can I have a motion and a second to adopt McGraw-Hill Education History and Social Science textbooks?
I'll move.
A second.
Questions or discussions?
I have a comment. I was impressed with this book also. U.S. History and Geography, Continuity and Change. Interactive student edition. You could read the entire page and click on certain parts. Adaptive learning, smart book. Interactive inquiry journal. 1 out of 306, creating a nation. And then you can click and read the page, think about, talk with the partner, etc. Additional resources, by the way, had interesting articles under education. They said test optional, including COVID-19 pandemic regarding college admission offices. I thought, wow, this is really up to date. Canceling the standardized test score requirements, SAT or ACT. You usually need to apply but canceled. The case against tests, sync blast, assignments, and binder. I was very impressed with this book also.
Any other questions, discussions, comments? I have one question. A while back, several history teachers came to one of our board meetings and made some comments about the textbooks they were utilizing being out of date. Does this correct that concern they have now?
Yes, it does. So we had a team of teachers that Dr. Rivas and Dr. Zamora pulled a team of teachers together for a textbook adoption, which was already part of our scheduled time for textbook adoptions, but they were accurate in their comments that we were significantly outdated, and this will correct that, Mr. Malkin.
Any other comments or discussions? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And textbook adoption, physical science, grades TK through 5. Can I have a motion and a second to adopt the TWIG science textbook?
I'll move.
Second.
Second.
Okay, we have a first and a second. Any questions, comments, discussions?
I have a comment.
Go for it, Ms. Friedman.
I looked at 2 grades, the grade 1, module 1, lesson 1. They had an alphabet interactive handbook. The book was great with pictures. Alphabet interactive, letter chosen, and then the picture and one letter to fill in the blanks and a button to reveal, like O for observe. The video was less than 1.5 minutes and Woodland Lunch poem visual. It was very nice. And then I looked at grade 5, module 1. It was Are You an Animal? Alphabet interactive handout and an alphabet interactive F for scientists with a picture. human wants and needs, images, handout, and a human visual. Sharing water video was 1.5 minutes long. And then it said, what do animals need? And there was a quiz with 6 pictures. Which of these things do you need to survive? I was very impressed with these books too.
Thank you, Ms. Friedman. Is any other comments, discussions? Okay, can all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Okay, motion carries unanimously. Next, we move on to item 7, consent calendar. Next is the consent calendar. We'll approve all of the items in the consent with the exception of any items that were pulled for separate discussion and action. And there were no items that were pulled. And there was one correction for item 8A that's already been discussed regarding the date of the budget fiscal year hearing. So can I have a motion?
I'll move.
And a second?
Second.
All those in favor of approving the consent calendar?
Aye.
Oppose? Motion carries. Consent calendar is approved with that one item 8A that was corrected earlier. And now we move to the conference section.
Mr. Malkin, just as an item, the conference section is separate from the consent calendar.
I just noticed that.
No problem. That's just an announcement, but I just wanted to note it separate.
Yeah. Okay, the conference section, the Board of Education will hold a public, let me get this new one here. The Board of Education will hold a public hearing pursuant to California Education Code, Section 42103, at the regularly scheduled board meeting of May 28, 2020, to receive comments on the proposed 2020-2021 Roland Unified School District fiscal year budget. The public hearing will be held virtually and compliance with Executive Order N2520 and the Executive Order N2920 at the regular board meeting on May 28, 2020 at 6 p.m. Information on how to participate in the public hearing will be posted on the website, and it lists the website no later than 72 hours prior to the meeting. The proposed budget will be available for public viewing should members of the public wish to review the budget prior to the public hearing. If you wish to do so, please contact the fiscal department, and the website's listed, or the email listed, to contact the fiscal department. The next item, 8B, is board comments. Next, we will receive comments from the board. We'll start with Mr. Chen this evening.
I want to congratulate all of the FCCLA students and teachers and the debate teams and the ProStar students and the teachers. And Branford has done a great job tonight for the students' presentation and the principal's presentation. For me, I have, there's no physical events we can go, so I attend a virtual City of Walnut City Council meeting last night. That was my duty to report the RUSD to Walnut City Council. I briefly report out the virtual distance learning, distributing emails, honor our employee teachers and administrator of the years. Finally, I reported we have the light pole banners for the 2020 graduates. But unfortunately, this year, we're still not able to put the banners in City of Walnut. But one of the city council member told me and asked us if we can try it again to make the request, then maybe they can let us to put the light pole banners to their city. So if this is okay, so we may want to make another request to the City of Walnut because we serve their area, serve in a part of their area, we should let them know how their kids doing within our district. So yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Now I'm trying to remember what order we're in. I think it's Ms. Ebbenkamp goes next.
Yes, I think I'm next. As we gradually get used to these remote board meetings, it's quite a challenge for me, who's not super techie, but I'll get there sooner or later. Hopefully it's before we're back in regular session. But thanks again and congratulations to all the student award winners this year. And also thank you to Blanford School's Spotlight report tonight. It was nice to see what's going on in their campus, and I learn about each school as we go through each one during the year. Also, thank you to staff for doing your best during difficult times. I know it's put a large burden on you all, and I'm pleased to see everybody pulling together for the good of students. Dr. Mitchell, thank you for keeping your fingertip and your ears open to what's going on in the district, and for listening to the students and going that extra mile for our graduates, because we know it's difficult for them this year, not being able to celebrate the way we all were able to celebrate when we graduated from high school. But it'll be special this year, and it will be unique. Last of all, thank you, Ms. Friedman, for giving the synopsis of the various textbooks. That was a nice touch to add tonight, so thank you. And that's the end of my comments. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Ebbenkamp. I'm trying to remember. I think Ms. Friedman's next.
No, but I can go. Shall I go, Angelina?
Oh, so.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay. I do want to thank Dr. Mitchell and team and everybody for, during this time, it's so hard to run a school, let alone a district, and so doing a terrific job. I appreciate it a lot. Congratulations to all the RUSD students that got awards today. And Blanford, excellent job learning all about what's going on there. Congratulations to all employees of the year. Also, congratulations for each employee at every site selected by their site, and that's really an honor. Today we approved several items in the consent calendar, and I just wanted to mention a couple of them. Contract agreement between the Roland Unified School District and Outreach Concern Incorporated. Outreach Concern provides on-site counseling services at our elementary schools 2 full days per week. Last year was the first year we used this service, and feedback was very positive. And the other one is Roland Unified and Headed 2 LLC, California Career Zone, powered by Headed 2, is a resource of the California Department of Education's California Career Resource Network program. Secondary counselors continue to implement lessons with students via Career Zone to engage students in long-term planning for college and careers. All students in grades 7 through 12 engage using Career Zone through lessons led by counselors and teachers. They are also able to log in and explore options and ideas independently. I want to mention Alex Flores has given us so many presentations that when the governor talked today, I felt like an experienced person. When he said ongoing funds, I knew exactly what he meant. And everything, the 3-year plan. So thank you, Alex, for that information. I felt like I was educated. Lastly, I wanted to say thank you to the teachers that did the piloting. It is so hard. You have to learn the whole new curriculum on this book or 2 books. I think that several of you did 2 books. And I just want to say thank you for all the hard work in implementing these brand new books and then giving the feedback to the team that was doing the books and making a recommendation to the board, because we know that you worked hard on them and that you like these books, and it really made our job easier to say, yep, very good. So thank you so much for everything. That's it.
Thank you, Ms. Friedman. Sorry, Ms. Pride, but you're next, I think.
Yes, thank you, and no worries at all. Not a lot to say. Just want to congratulate the employees of the year. As Ms. Friedman said, the ones who
were recognized with the car parades and also those from the sites. All of you are fantastic and we appreciate you greatly. I want to thank Blanford for their presentation. Although I really, really miss seeing it in person and seeing the students in person, it's still really neat to always hear about the things going on at the different school sites. I want to congratulate all of the students who were recognized tonight for their awards. They did such a great job, and it was really neat to hear that several of the students have been involved in the program since intermediate school. And I want to thank all of the RUSD staff for keeping things going during these crazy times. I know everybody gets a ton of questions every day about what's going on, what's going to happen, what does the future hold, and we don't have the answers, yet everyone is still being very patient and trying to calm fears and just keep our students motivated to achieve their best during these difficult times. So thank you for that. And the final thing is, after the hearing some of the lowlights, I can't call them highlights, from the May revise, I am truly thankful that Roland has been conservative and that we do have reserves that will help us to navigate through what looks like a severe storm that will be coming up.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Pride. And I'll have my brief little statements. Like the others had mentioned, I want to congratulate all the students that were recognized tonight, as well as the presentation from Blanford. But I also want to congratulate the employees of the year from the district, as well as the individual schools. My wife and I, being seniors, are hunkered down at home and we don't get a chance to go out. So when we heard they're going to recognize the district employees with a parade and we can stay in our car, we thought we'd go for a ride and visit the different employees. And it was a lot of fun. It gave us an opportunity to get out and to enjoy the recognitions. And I have to say it was especially heartwarming to see Rocky when we went to see him. Secondly, each month brings us a new adventure, it seems like. And last week, I had the opportunity to represent the board at the virtual CVRA hearing along with Dr. Mitchell. And I realized that somebody earlier had made reference to this meeting and had their observations. I had very different observations. There was three districts presenting. One was just a follow-up from a previous hearing they had. The other district happened to be one neighboring district of ours that presented for the full review for voting by districts, as well as our district. Our district was approved and it was sent on for up the ladder for continued recommendation for approval, whereas the other district had a contingency. It was not approved to be passed on until some additional information was presented and some clarification by attorneys were received. I must say that I've never been so proud of Roland Unified at these hearings. It was very well organized. The presentation was short, concise, and unlike some of the other presentations that day, where there was numerous people calling in that continued to call in even during our presentation to talk about malfeasance in the district and talked about budgetary issues, talked about transparency, and I should know about transparency, I'm Mr. Transparency. So there was a lot of issues that were discussed regarding the other presentations, but our presentation sailed through. So I want to congratulate Dr. Mitchell and all of her staff that helped present that PowerPoint presentation and help gather information, because it obviously met the need of the hearing officers and it was approved despite what the other comments that we heard tonight. I continue to follow the progress of our students and staff via social media. They say practice makes perfect. I feel that our staff and our students are on the pathway to become perfect. I cannot express my enough gratitude to all the teachers, the support staff, and the students that makes learning at a distance a success for Roland Unified School District. And finally, I want to invite everyone to the virtual string showcase concert on May 30th at 6 p.m. There's a website that's available on YouTube, and you'll be able to watch the string concert that we have on May 30th at 6 p.m. And I have no other items. Can have a motion. We do not need to go back to closed session. So can have a motion to close the board meeting for tonight.
I'll move. Make a second.
Okay, Donna, Ms. Friedman makes the motion. Ms. Pride seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing no opposition, the board meeting for tonight, what is it? I kind of know. For May the 14th is closed. Thank you for all attending, especially for those that linked in on Zoom and participated also. We appreciate you joining us tonight. And the meeting is over. Thank you.
At 7:04.
At 7:04. Thank you, Mr.
Great job, David. Great job, everybody.
Thank you. Have a nice evening.